Tower, HCAT, mobile.
N4ZLK, mobile.
Got a little early this morning, are you?
Really? Just on the radio a little earlier. been trying to leave earlier than this, but just kind of taking it easy this morning.
It's not too busy a day for you.
We'll see. I've already, one of my pickups that can be heavy already called and just said they'll have one trailer, so that helps. Or texted in me anyway. And what are you out and about doing this morning?
Son for breakfast this morning after he got off work, so just heading back to the house now.
What's he doing now?
Up at Oscar Blues there in Bavard. It's a brewery.
Yep. Were, I guess, were they open all night?
He works graveyards. I 12-hour shift.
Well, glad you got to meet him for breakfast.
I try to do it every 2 weeks when he works off on Friday morning, so at least get to see him some. And then supposed to spend all day tomorrow together, him and his new bride and my wife and all of us, so that's going to be interesting.
I'm sure you'll have a good time. That'll be nice. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on this weekend. I know we've got a memorial service for a good family friend's mother. She was 94, I think, or 98. She just recently passed away. The kids that all my kids grew up with, the family lived down the street. We've been friends since, more than 33 years. We first met them, and it was her mother, so we're going to go to that Sunday. Other than that, I'm not sure what else is going on.
Well, we're going to do some Christmas shopping tomorrow as the family, so we'll see how that goes. It shouldn't be bad. It's just having to drive everybody around tomorrow. I'll play chauffeur.
Lawn chairs and put them in the tool truck.
Pleasure riding in the short bus.
Lighting and air condition and a computer to play on while you're going down the road.
Yeah, they'll have all that stuff, but they're on their own. Audience, I can make them listen to my talk radio all day.
Pumpkin Town Diner, and I saw these yesterday. I see cars. I guess they're running Michelin tires, running the tests. They're all the same vehicle, all lined up. I pass them all the time out here. Well, yesterday it was a bunch of Teslas, and the Teslas are back, and they're all at the Pumpkin Town Diner eating breakfast.
Used to come up 25, but I guess the roads got so rough up through there, they don't do it much anymore.
288 from Marietta into Pumpkin Town, or I'll see them coming back up 8 from Pickens direction back up towards Pumpkin Town. I see that all the time. Probably once a week or once every other week, it'll either be pickup trucks or some kind of sedan, and they're all the same. Maybe I could do that when I retire. I could just, since I'm so used to driving, maybe that pays pretty well.
I go down there next month. I might have to ask about that for myself.
Early though, because they're already out here, and I don't know where they come from. I don't know which Michelin location they come from, but I wonder how many miles they put on them.
The Donaldson Center, but I don't know how many miles they put on it.
God, I hope they're not looking for a charging station at the Pumpkin Town Diner, because I don't think they have one yet.
Hard pressed to find a charging station out 11 anywhere, I believe.
Yesterday morning, about, I don't know, 8:30 or so, got a neighbor, not in the neighborhood, but out this way, and he's a ham radio operator, but he hasn't been very active for a while. He got on the repeater yesterday, and I just happened to be in the, where I could hear the radio and was able to talk to him for a few minutes, so that was kind of nice.
Didn't talking. Bob, I believe it was. WD4BOY.
Right? It's WD8BOY, and his name is Kevin. He actually came in one day a couple years ago. You and I were talking. I was headed in at night or in the afternoon, and he broke in and said hello. And that was the last time I heard him. So, I mean, I've seen him since then. He helped us out when the power was out. We didn't have water. He had a couple of big 20-gallon water tanks that he let me use. He filled up and let me use. Really nice couple. I hope he gets on the air more. It'd be nice to hear him.
I remember that conversation years ago. They just come in there. Hopefully they do. Lots of new people getting their license. Hopefully they come in here and be part of the community.
Consecutively with the letters, and I'm not sure if they skip them or not. The time between Seth got his license and the gentleman we were talking about yesterday on the phone, that was a big jump in alphabet in just a couple of weeks.
I don't know if they go consecutively or not.
I always thought they just go, you know, if it's like mine is ZLK, the next person who gets his license would be, what, ZLL or something like that. I remember taking tests with a couple, and they both got licenses. They got licenses that were one letter off because they took the test at the same time. It was submitted at the same time, and there was one or two people really close to me. And I know the four-call area is really big, so I just feel like there's a lot of people testing right now.
There is. I hear test sessions going all the time. So lots of new people getting their license, and I think it's a great thing as long as they want to be part of the, like I said, be part of the community and join in.
Keep the bands active, keep the repeaters active, and we can maybe meet some more nice people. N4 ZLK.
W4FCM, morning Shane, Patrick.
KO4HGX, good to hear you.
4-180, which is incredible. Like it. When it does turn really cold, well, it'll be super cold, won't we? But hey, have a great day, guys. Enjoy it. W4FCM.
It's supposed to be up in the 80s today, and it's November.
Getting bundled up with hats and gloves and layers at this time of year, and what, 6 years ago, we first moved up here, it snowed on November 2nd or November 1st. We had about 4 inches. But that's what weather does. It's cyclical. And Fred, if you need to call your son, go ahead at 4ZLK.
Yeah, KD4FDI, W4FCM. But eventually, well, W4FCM. Sorry, thank you.
Keep talking. You can come on anytime.
Don't worry about that. You can come in anytime. But Fred, Shane, I am getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. And good to talk to both of you, and I hope both of you have a great day. KO4HGX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
Say hello to Elise and the family. We'll talk to you later. KO4HGX and 4ZLK.
Again, sorry, I was charging my phone over there at W4FCM. Listening for KD4FDI.
KO4PXB.
KO4PXB and 4ZLK. I have not heard you in a while.
My pretty much days in the morning was working on getting my daughter to school and looking for a job, like I said. So it kept me off the radio for a little bit. And now that I started, actually, first day was yesterday. And so now I'm en route to work, so I'm getting on the net. I heard you and Patrick talking a while ago. How's your day so far?
So far, it's pretty good. A little foggy out here, but nothing I don't think we can handle. Hopefully it'll clear up. I didn't realize you had started a new job or were looking for a job. I'm assuming it's in the same type industry you were in before, working with, was it software, computers, printing, something like that?
Yes, I do IT support, so that's what I'm doing again.
Well, I'm glad you're able to find something. I hope you weren't out too long.
From August until yesterday, or Wednesday, was the first day that...
3 months or 2 months or more. Well, that's a long time to be without work. But anyway, I'm glad you're able to find a job. And now how's your drive? I know you used to drive to Spartanburg, and then I think that changed. I remember you on Lawrence Road a lot. Where are you now? Where do you head now?
It's only 23 minutes. It's on South Buncombe Road. It's the Honeywell plant.
And I'm going to assume that's in Greer, if I'm not mistaken.
It is in Greer.
Is it 85 traffic then?
I do not have to get on 85 in any shape, form, or fashion. I get on 14 and then turn left there on South Buncombe and runs right into it.
As I asked the question and unkeyed, I remembered you were off 14. And that goes all the way into Greer, so that's good. Well, that'll be nice. Of course, I'm pretty sure 14 traffic can get heavy at certain times of the day as well, but at least you get to stay off of 85.
That is definitely true. Except if there's no accidents, then normally Highway 14 is smooth sailing around the Pelham Road area, so that's sometimes where the boo-boos happen. Yeah, like yesterday, my wife was telling me when she was coming home that somebody tried to, cut it close and run in front of a semi, and it didn't end out too well. So she didn't think the person was killed, but the car was definitely in very bad shape.
I hear that. It happens a lot. Yesterday, I ate lunch on White Horse Road. I was finished a little after 2, I think. If I'm not mistaken, maybe it was after 1, and I could tell White Horse Road was backing up, going south, so I went in back into Greenville through on Cedar Lane Road there, a little different way, 183, and when I went home last night, I came down White Horse Road, and I found out why it was backed up. They were pulling a tractor trailer back up on its side. Back up on his wheels. He'd run off the road somehow right there at White Horse, somewhere in Berea, and caused a big mess. And they were still working on it at 8 o'clock last night, and traffic was backing up around 1:30 yesterday afternoon.
That is bad.
But sometimes I wonder how people get into the situations they are. I'm not going to say it can't happen to me. I always try to be careful. I'm not going to ever say I would never do that, or it would never happen to me, but sometimes I look at things and wonder how it happens.
Yeah, it just takes that couple of seconds of not paying attention.
How's that? You see all these people on their phones going down the road. I remember pulling up next to a guy. He was reading the newspaper while he was driving. And that was actually a coworker. I actually said something to him. He was on his way to work reading the newspaper. I don't know if you know what those are, Lloyd. Those were things we used to have years ago in newspapers. No, I know you remember, but seems like it was ages ago.
Especially a printed paper, because now most people just read the newspaper online.
Even on the online subscriptions are dying off. I always used to like reading the paper, the local paper. I know it's kind of morbid, but even just all the routes I've run around town, I look through the obituaries and say, oh, well, I remember that person, or I used to deliver, to that person. I wouldn't know them really well, but it seemed like there'd always, once a month or so, there'd be somebody I was familiar with. But that wasn't the only reason. I liked doing the crossword and, just kind of felt good just sitting there reading the paper. But that's kind of gone. That doesn't happen anymore much.
I like looking at the comics and also doing the crossword puzzle. And, yeah, it's definitely... Because pretty much all news, regardless of where it's actually, is all subjective. No places that you never get the true news and what's going on in the world.
Of a place I used to eat. And there's been a couple places like this through the years, but this place, I'd eat there maybe once a week, but I would walk in, put my little computer board, and if I was wearing a hat that day, if it was raining, I'd put it down in a booth. I'd just find an empty booth, put it down, go wash my hands, use the restroom, and when I got back, there'd be my regular drink and a newspaper folded on the table. So this particular restaurant always had a couple of newspapers laying around. I appreciate service like that. That's why I would go back, because the people took the time to notice you and to care about what you ordered and what you liked. So I always like places like that.
That is definitely true. I'm here now at my work site, so I'll definitely say 73 to another time. It's KO4PXB.
To chat with you this morning. I wish you well on the new job. Hope you have a good day. KO4PXB and 4ZLK 73.
QHB mobile.
Yeah. Hope you are. Pretty good for a Friday. Ready for the weekend.
So I got that new job that I'm trying to acquire, and that's just stressful. So other than that, doing just fine.
In person this morning, I just got off the radio with Lloyd up here in Greenville. He just started a new job yesterday, and I had not heard you started a new job. I hope it goes well for you. I understand that new job's jitters, even though it's been a long time for me, but I hope it goes well.
Well, I haven't started yet. We're still in the pre-employment screening process.
Misunderstood. I'm sorry. Well, you still working at the old place?
Yeah, I'm going to work there until I've got this new job secured, you know.
Wise thing to do. Is it going to be in the same industry you're in now?
Industry, I do design work now, mechanical engineering design. We have a wide variety of customers that, you know, I design for, so it's not just one thing. At this new position, it's a crane company, and so I'll be mostly focused on designing overhead lifts and things of that nature.
I have a few customers on that I deliver and pick up from. They've got some of those big old overhead cranes. They're fascinating, and man, they can really move some heavy stuff.
Not handy when you gotta have one.
Open block and tackle, and a line of people pulling on it.
I'm rounding, you know, the home for third base on this, and I just hope that all the information that they're seeking comes back to their liking.
Well, I wish you well, if that's what you want to do, and I hope it works out, and it's a better opportunity.
Same different, as long as I can design. You know, that's what I like to do, is design things, so as far as that goes, it doesn't really matter. It is a better opportunity, though, you know, and so I'm always, it makes it stressful. If it was a horizontal move, it would be a little different, but they do a bunch of government work, and some of the facilities that they service are heavily guarded government secrets. And you know how that can be.
Yeah, roger that. I've not done that, but I've got family and friends who've done things like that in different aspects. And I guess it comes with the old security clearance check, too, probably.
That's correct. And I don't foresee a problem, but, you know, you never know with those types of things. And I wouldn't typically have chosen a job that, you know, has these types of things just because I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the correlations that they like to make and some other things with the way the government operates. You know, I'm not an anti-government person or anything like that. I love our government, but at the same time, I don't think it's fair that a lot of times they think because of X, you know, you're going to be Y, and that's hardly ever the case, and you know, but at any rate, who knows? It's all kind of like, I have no idea. I've been in the same job that I've got now for a pretty long time, and it's been a very long time since I've had to go through any kind of checks and balances or anything like that, you know.
Some people seem to change jobs as much as they change their shoes. And it's probably not a big deal to them, but I've been where I'm working, I've been there 34 years. I'm actually thinking about leaving it next year and taking advantage of the pension and then maybe looking for something else. Had a couple offers, so we'll see. But just even thinking about that, it's kind of a little bit nervous, nerve-wracking, just because it's been so long.
That's the elevated blood pressure, huh? Here.
I don't want my blood pressure to go up, but you know, who knows what's going on in there. But yeah, I know it'll work out, but it just you get at 34 years, you kind of know what you're doing and you're kind of comfortable where you are. I know it'll be good for me. A good change is always good. Stretch me a little bit, so we'll see.
Realize that I'm not the man in charge here, you know, and somebody's got a plan for me out there, and the plan is for the better. And so, even, let's say I don't get this job for whatever reason, I'm sure that there's something else, I hope, that's in store. So, you know, you gotta relinquish control, you know, and kind of take it easy.
Okay, yeah, there's some things beyond our control. You do the best you can, and then you kind of got to let it go. But I was thinking about my oldest son when he finished college. He's in design work, and he had a couple of different job opportunities. One was working for a company that specifically focused on one thing, and they, you know, they needed some design work done, but it was all around that one item. And then the other job was more client focused. They have multiple national clients that they do all kinds of design work for. And I'm glad he took that one because it gave him a lot more experience. Both of them were good jobs, but the one would have just solely focused on the one product. And I think this has been good for him. It's given him a lot more opportunity and stretched him a lot. So it just came to mind when you were talking about that.
You know, focusing on one product as a designer can be a little bit dangerous anyway, because there's only so much you can do, and then you've got a product that's finished, and now what, you know?
When you found a really good product and everything is perfect about it, and then they go and change something on it, and my first thought is, well, they're paying somebody to come up to try to make it better. Otherwise, and he's got to make a change on it. Otherwise, there's no reason for him to be there. So that seems to happen a lot.
Upstairs are like, well, we got a designer. He's not real busy right now. Maybe we should see if we can polish this a little bit.
Many, many good things have been messed up just because they want to make a change to it. But I know. Change is good a lot, but sometimes just leave something well enough alone. It's been working. Let's just leave it there.
You know, I was listening to some guys talk on the radio, not this frequency, a different repeater, a couple days ago, and they were talking about how they were doing this work on their cars, and they were cursing mechanical designers, you know? And I'm sitting there thinking, man, what you don't realize is that it's not really us, right? It's not the designers. It's the management. They, you know, the management comes to the designer when the project's finished, and they're like, hey, do you think if maybe we use a little bit different wire right here, you know, do you think it'll work? You know, the designer's like, well, yeah, you know, it'll work. It's not ideal. I'm like, okay, well, we can save 3 cents a unit on that, you know. If you think it'll work, you know, let's just do that. And a lot of the changes that trickle down, you know, are a result of that. And so when next time you're working on your car and you're thinking about how much you hate the guy, right, that put the oil filter where it is, realize that most likely wasn't his choice.
We do have a tendency to blame the engineer that came up with the design, but I know there's more to it than that. But sometimes I do look at the placement of the oil filter or something else and think, what in the world were they thinking?
question for you. I've been in the field, and the answer to that is they were thinking, can we save a dollar if we move the oil filter over here?
Saved at the on the car lot, right?
Absolutely, it's saved back for the manufacturer, you know, and then the management ECO or whoever it happens to be, right, has never stepped foot in an automotive store or anything like that, never wrenched on a car, never done any of that stuff, you know, and he's making these decisions that affect the lives of so many people down the road, and then he's like, oh, look, I saved this company $100,000 this year, pat myself on the back and give me a big old raise.
That's the way it works, but that's the, there's no perfect system, but I wouldn't want to live in a different one, so, Nick, I enjoyed it this morning, but I'm going to let you go. I'm not far, and I'm going to put the microphone down. I'm almost to work, so enjoyed it. I hope you have a good day and a great weekend. Nice to hear you this morning.
Well, that's unfortunate. All you got to do is
I know what it is, but I'm still not familiar enough with it for it to roll off well, so I'll let you do that. Have a good day, Nick. 73F4ZLK.
It's a day whatever. It's not really up to me. Something's designed. You know, I just basically get the base product down, and then they come through and refine it. So, you know, it's not a bad process. It's not a bad world to live in. And, yeah, it's good talking to you and hearing from you this morning as well. So this is KQ4QHV 73, Shane. I hope you have a wonderful day and wonderful weekend.
Yeah, have a good one. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.